From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report from Monday, July 7th, 2014. Here are some of the stories that made the news Friday, July 4th through Monday, July 7th. Thane Growl reported in the Journal News a magnitude 2.5 micro-earthquake was reported Saturday morning in the Hudson Valley not far from Peekskill. The quake struck at 10:46 a.m., approximately 3 miles beneath the Appalachian Trail in a heavily wooded area in Garrison, Putnam County. While most people in the area did not hear or feel a thing, those near the epicenter were startled into the streets, Growl wrote. Joe Gentile reported in the Register Star, New Lebanon Town Supervisor Mike Benson last week submitted a brief email letter of resignation from the Columbia County Board of Supervisors Airport Committee. Benson is the second committee member to resign this year. Columbia Economic Development Corporation President Dave Crawford stepped down in April. Benson previously pronounced the work of the Airport Committee complete and said responsibility of the construction of the Columbia County Airport's safety zone now rests with the Public Works Committee, a committee he chairs. Jim Plank reported in the Daily Mail, the price of breakfast in the Catskill Central School District is going up. Students will pay an additional 25 cents beginning in September. Superintendent Dr. Kathleen Farrell said the increase was long overdue. The morning meal will now cost elementary students $1. At the middle and high schools, it will cost $1.25. Farrell said the bagel and cream cheese and fresh fruit and French toast sticks are among the most popular morning menu options. Perry Teasdale reported in the Columbia paper the first in a series of public meetings focused on the construction of new power lines in Ghent and Chatham will be held this week. The first of four local public meetings will be held at 4 p.m. Thursday, July 10th, at the NYSEG Chatham Service Center, located at 31 Dardis Drive in Chatham. The proposed 115 kilovolt line would run approximately 12 miles, most of it in Ghent, starting in Stockport and looping through Chatham. Settlement talks are slated to begin next month in Albany to find a way for NYSEG, the New York State Electric and Gas Company, to run the lines without disrupting local scenic views, historic sites, and agricultural development. Melanie Leklevic reported in the Daily Mail, Coxsackie Mayor Mark Evans recently announced a renovation of McQuaid Park soon will be underway. The playground located behind the village building on Mansion Street is a population destination for local families year-round. McQuaid was built by a team of volunteers 15 years ago. The renovation plan includes replacing the existing wood chips with rubberized chips, and the wooden playground equipment will be sanded down and refinished. The project will cost approximately $29,000 and is expected to be completed by the fall. The Associated Press reported a coalition of consumer groups, organized labor, and elected officials says New York State's telecommunication system is in decline. The group, which includes organizations like the AARP, Common Cause, and the Working Families Party, has filed a petition with the Public Service Commission seeking a public review of the state's telecommunication system. In a statement announcing its petition, the coalition says landline telephone service has deteriorated and rates have gone up, while many upstate and rural communities are still without broadband service. Looking at today's local weather forecast, the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont. There's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms mainly during the afternoon and evening hours. The main threat will be damaging wind gusts over 60 miles per hour. Large hail is also possible. The activity is expected to weaken during the late evening hours. Today, the chance of showers and thunderstorms will be after noon. Some of the storms could produce gusty winds and heavy rain, mostly sunny with a high near 85. The chance of precipitation is 50%. Tonight, some showers and thunderstorms are likely before 11 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Tuesday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms mainly before noon, partly sunny with a high near 88. Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms likely, mostly cloudy with a low around 66. Wednesday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 83. And Wednesday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Thursday, scattered showers and thunderstorms after 10 a.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 82. And Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59. Sunrise today was at 5:27 a.m. and sunset today is at 8:34 p.m., with the length of the day being 15 hours and 6 minutes. This has been the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, July 7th, 2014. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.